You are listening to Breadbox Media, Community, Unity, Opportunity. Breadbox Media invites you to care to share. Join us in giving back to those who do so much good within our community. Learn more at breadboxmedia.com.
Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Good morning. I am so excited today to be speaking live from World Meeting of Families with Kathy Knipper. She's there. I'm not. But we're both live. And I can't wait to speak with her. So since we only have it for the first segment, we'll start with a really quick prayer and get right to talking with Kathy Knipper from the Pauline Books and Media, their publicist. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to come together as Catholic community. We ask you for safe travels for all of those going to New York, Washington, or Philadelphia this week. And we ask in a very special way for protection and blessing on our Holy Father, Pope Francis. We ask all this through your Son's most precious name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now I welcome to the show Kathy Knipper, the publicist for Pauline Books and Media. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you, Allison, for talking to us today. This is just, it's beyond exciting. I can't even tell you how, it's just amazing. And there's so many people here. Everyone is greeting each other. And there's so much fraternity and so much love and joy that's radiating from everyone. There's so much excitement for the Holy Father to be here and for the families to gather and learn of all these ministries that are here today through Friday at the World Meeting of Families. And right now I'm standing at the Knights of Columbus booth, which is one of the booths right when you walk in the door. And I'm watching them greet people. And we have one of our authors here, Brian Caulfield, who wrote Man to Man, Dad to Dad. I can't find him at this moment, but so far we've seen, I've seen EWTN is set up and they are broadcasting live from here as well, as many other media outlets are. And we are, the Pauline family are represented here. And we have quite a number of booths with the Pauline family, our ministries, as well as our publishing house, which I know you're very familiar with because you've featured many of our books on your
show. I love your books. I love the Pauline Books and Media books and their media, just such some of the best stuff coming out in Catholic publishing. So I'm happy to do that. So you're all set up there, huh?
We are all set up. There are quite a few booths. I am a little surprised. It doesn't start till 1. There are quite a few booths that still need to set up, but most of them are set up here, and we, of course, are fully set up and operational. And one of the things I did want to also thank you for, Allison, is the sisters have put together a Catholic Tour app, Philadelphia,
Yes.
Catholic Tours Philadelphia, and it gives you it's available only for iPhones and Apple products, but it gives you all the Catholic shrines here in Philadelphia. So for pilgrims who are coming here and want to see all the Catholic sites around, it's all available in that app, and you can download it on iTunes. So right now I'm here in our booth, and Sister Carmen Christie and Sister Mary Martha Moss, who is Director of Marketing, are here selling our products. And we are also having three of our novices are here. And they are also with us selling our products, and it's a very exciting opportunity for them as well, of course. And in the Pauline family, we have another booth for the Disciples of the Divine Master, who are selling liturgical products, and our Holy Family Institute, which is lay families within the Pauline family who help spread our mission through, which spread the gospel through all forms of social media.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to, I'll let you say a quick hello to Sister Carmen in just a moment. She's helping someone.
Oh, that would be wonderful. She's one of my favorites. Well, they're all one of my favorites. I shouldn't say that, huh? Because they're going to know now. Oh, great. Allison's got favorites with the Daughters of St. Paul. Well, everybody who knows Sister Carmen Christi, it's one of their favorites because she's just the gentlest, sweetest soul. I don't think anybody would argue that it's one of their favorites, even amongst the sisters.
And Allison, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to let your listeners know that we hoped that Allison would come with me on this trip, but she wasn't able to get away for as many days because, you know, she has responsibilities to her her listeners as well as her family. And I miss her, but she's here in spirit. And last night we were able to partake of Padre Pio wine, which is a homemade wine at Padre Pio's school here in Philadelphia that they're selling as a fundraiser. And Padre Pio wine has transformed to Pope Francis wine miraculously this weekend, and they're doing that fundraiser as well. So the family I'm staying with, their one of the school children goes to Padre Pio school, and that is their fundraiser that they're doing. So I thought that was very interesting tidbit. And if you could see the city, it is lined with welcome signs for Pope Francis. Everything from organ donation to everyone is welcoming Pope Francis in so many exciting and wonderful ways. And there's so much love flowing here in the city. And Sister Carmen is free now. And Sister Carmen, I'm speaking with Allison Gingrich live on A Seeking Heart on Breadbox Media. Would you like to talk to her for a moment? All right. I'm going to hold the phone over to Sister Carmen right now.
Okay. Thanks, Kathy Nipper. Thanks.
Allison, greetings from Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love and the gathering of world families.
Hello, Sister Carmen Christi. How are you?
Doing really, really well and very blessed. How about you, Allison?
Same, especially now that I get to speak with you. So what's going on there in Philadelphia?
It is so beautiful. I was coming in with Sister Mary Martha on the bus this morning. We were meeting people on the bus who are so gracious, so welcoming, eager to reach out and help anybody in need who's lost, because people are coming from all over the world to gather for the World Meeting of Families and also to see Pope Francis, who will be arriving here on Friday.
And will you be there for the whole time?
I am blessed to be with 9 other Daughters of St. Paul, including our novices, and the whole Pauline family.
I heard that the Holy Family Institute is there and the Divine Master Sisters. Is that what they're?
That's right. And the Society of St. Paul. And then we have a booth representing all the vocations of the 10 institutes of the Pauline family.
That is exciting. So have you guys been open yet for selling?
Well, yesterday we set up, along with many of the other booths that are here, over, 1,500 booths, probably. And we just walked in this morning. We saw the Adoration Chapel. There's going to be continual adoration here during the day, praying for all the people who are gathering. There's many, many beautiful initiatives.
That sounds exciting. Is there anything special on the table that we should be the lookout if we're in Philadelphia and we can find you? Anything specific or special?
Well, first I'll give you our booth number. I like to tell people it's booth 645. Think of supper time at 645. And one of the beautiful things we have is we're giving out bags for everybody who comes, the Discover Hope book bags, which are free. And we have some of our new Theology of the Body for Children series on display. They've just recently come out. And we have the beautiful series that Sister Maria Grace wrote, which is on gospel time checkers, which helps kids get back into the life of Jesus and live his time and meet some of the main characters in the gospel stories. And, of course, we have the documents of the Holy Father as well.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. What are you looking forward to most, Sister Carmen Christi?
You know what? I have been blessed to be at many World Catholic gatherings like World Youth Day over the past 20 years. And one of the things I love the most is just this experience of the Catholic universal family, that I'm meeting people every day that I've never met before, and yet Jesus is at the heart of each of our lives, and there's a unity that we share and a strength that we share, and the beauty of witnessing to the world this love and presence of the Lord that we carry within us.
Wow. You know, I was at World Youth Day in Rio de Janeiro, and I do understand what you're talking about. Even though you don't even speak the language sometimes of the people you're meeting, you both have such a heart for Jesus. It just overcomes every language barrier.
Isn't it beautiful? I remember also being in Rome one time for an international gathering. We all were wearing the T-shirts of our founder because we were there for his beatification. And we ran into a Japanese bus, and all of them were wearing Alberione T-shirts. And we couldn't say anything except Alberione, and that's what united us.
That is fabulous. We do belong to such a beautiful universal faith. I am so excited that you guys get to be there and that we get to follow along with you. Will you be on social media sharing all the sights and sounds that you guys will be seeing?
You know, I personally probably won't be too much. I'm helping more at the booth, but our novices will be, and several of our sisters who are back in Boston will be kind of organizing all our social media outreach.
Great. And what are the names of the novices that are with you so I can follow them on Twitter?
Definitely. Sister Julie, and then Sister Danielle, and Sister Putri.
Oh, I know.
Our Daughters of St. Paul Facebook page also would be another place to connect through.
Oh, tell Sister Putri I said hi. She's actually a friend of mine. I'm so excited that she gets to experience that.
Isn't that beautiful? It is awesome. Yes. Another thing to keep in mind is our hashtag Media Nuns. That's another way to access us through Twitter.
Well, I will make sure I have all of this stuff in our show notes from today. And I will, if I could just have Kathy back for just a minute to wrap up with her, because
right
we're going to go to commercial. Thank you,
Allison.
Sister Carmen.
Take care and God bless you.
Thank you, sweetie.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, we just have a few seconds left before we end the segment. I just wanted to give you a chance to wrap up.
Okay, I just wanted to say thank you so much for this opportunity, as well as to thank the people of Philadelphia who have been so welcoming and so wonderful. And there's so many of them out there being helpful. And also to let you know that you can follow World Meeting of Families, WMF 2015. That's the handle on Twitter. And you can learn everything that's going on here today and for the rest of the week. Just wonderful.
Well, we really look forward to hearing back from you on Thursday morning. We find out more of what's happened there at World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia. Kathy Nipper, publicist for Pauline Books and Media. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Allison.
What a blessing. Thank you. God bless you,
bye-bye,
too. Well, I will have all of those links up for you. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to pick up with this week's book, My Ideal, from Father Emil Neuberg. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. And today, Skype is back. Yay! That was so sad yesterday. It was down and we had to literally phone it in if you were listening yesterday and thought, wow, this is interesting quality Breadbox Media's turn to. It was because Skype decided, it wasn't just us, it wasn't technical difficulties on our part, it was Skype itself down all over this land. So Michael P. Foley was so gracious to just call in and speak with me. Really, if you didn't get to hear yesterday's interview again with Michael P. Foley, he was here talking about drinking with the saints, and he was informative and gracious, and it just, like, we've been best friends forever, which is a really easy conversation. And it was fun to talk about the book, Drinking with Saints. It's a huge volume of recipes and stories, legends. He shared one yesterday about Saint Peter, his mother, was a great legend, an Italian legend about how she went to hell and he tried to get her out with an onion. I'll leave it at that. You can listen to get the rest of the story or buy the book. We were talking about how they're coming out with products to go along with the book, which includes cufflinks and coasters, some glasses, an apron. And I thought, oh, it's Christmas shopping time. I know I said the Christmas word, but it is, you know, if you don't have a bunch of money, you start really early to make your dollar stretch. And I thought, wow, that'd be so cool to give the book and an apron or just the coasters and some glasses, you know, for the, and maybe get some cloth napkins to go with it. Those people who are really hard to buy for, it's a great gift. The stories are engaging and funny. There's a saint for each day, or it's a, based on the liturgical calendar. And personally, I based it on my own calendar. I went right to my birthday to figure out what my drink was. And it was based on vodka, which is known as the humble liqueur. And so I thought that was kind of funny that it was this drink that required that it's based on this humble liquid that just melds itself to the rest of what's the ingredients, and it doesn't overbear, you know, assert itself above anything. And I'm thinking, that's the lessons that God has been trying to teach me for the last 10 years. And on my birthday, when I'm drinking my limoncello, I think it was something limoncello-ish martini, I think maybe, I'll remember that. I'll remember that I'm supposed to be humble and sip with humility and not sip too much so I stay humble and don't do anything rash or embarrassing. I'm actually going to use this segment of the show before I go on to my ideal Jesus, Son of Mary, from Father Emil Newbert, and offered from Academy of the Immaculate. Before I just want to spend some time, it's to catch up with you and see how you're doing. Yesterday was Monday, and I usually do that on Monday, but I had Michael on, which was wonderful. It was so great to spend time with him. But I didn't get to spend time with you. See how you're doing. Our lines are open today. So I actually started to say yesterday we couldn't open the lines because Michael was on one and I was on the other. Today, they're both completely free. Love to hear from you. 573-4BREAD-4, 573-4BREAD-4. And what do I want to hear from you? Well, you know, usually anything. But if you want to talk about World Meeting of Families, are you heading to Philadelphia? Are you there now? Would you like to check in and tell us what you're up to and what's happening where you are? You can actually do that all week. I lied. You could do that Thursday. Because tomorrow I will not be here. I am going to be giving a talk to the ladies at Wings and St. Mary's in Holliston, Mass. If you're around, love to have you. It's free of charge. Anyone is welcome at Wings at St. Mary's in Holliston, Mass. It starts at 9. Breakfast is served at 9. Love breakfast. Love breakfast. I don't have to cook. And then I will be there for about 2 hours giving a talk and then there to answer questions and do some small group work with everybody. I love going there. I'm so honored to be back again. Very excited about that. But then means I'm not live tomorrow and I'm not live on Friday because my guest is not Father Emil Newbert. He has sadly gone on to his reward, but one of the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate who are the ones who've put out this book. They are the ones who run the Academy of the Immaculate, and it's one of their precious priests. He's in his 80s. His name is Father Fellner, and I'm looking very much forward to speaking with him. But because he's in his upper 80s, we thought it would be better just to give a leisurely review interview with him and record it. And so I'll be playing that for you on Friday. But Thursday, we're here live, God willing, and if you are in Philly and you want to share what's going on, give me a call, 573-4BREAD-4, or maybe you're in Washington or New York and you're getting excited to see Pope Francis live. I got that pleasure, that blessing in July 2013 when I was in World Youth Day at Rio de Janeiro. I was with the Deaf Apostolate of Boston and we were given access to the handicap seating, which meant we were about a football field away. We weren't at the back of the beach somewhere just watching, we called him Papa Francisco because we were in Portuguese-speaking land. But Pope Francis wasn't a TV screen for me. I could actually see him. And maybe that's one of the reasons I didn't want to go this time. I know I couldn't relive that beautiful moment again. I prayed. God said no. I listened. It's really hard to ask God to answer prayer, and then when you get the answer, to ignore him. When I do that, things don't go so well. So I chose this time to say no to both of the beautiful, wonderful, incredible invitations that I receive. Sometimes I was talking to a priest friend of mine on Sunday morning, And he was heading, he's heading there with Holy Family Institute. No, try that again. Holy Cross Family. There you go. Ministries. They're saying Holy Family Institute from the Pauline books. Pauline family. Got me confused a little bit. Doesn't take much, right, to get Allison confused. But Holy Cross Family Ministries will be there. Look for them as well. That's the one. Father Payton, my beloved Father Payton, began. And Father David Mushum is one of the people from our area that's going to be there with him. Sweetest guy in the world. And we were talking about going to Philly and, you know, how I had to say no to these really wonderful invitations. And he said something and it just popped in my head. I was like, oh, I can say, do you think it's possibly it was a test, you know, of me to see if I'm listening really to God and willing to say no, even when something looks really good, when I know God has answered no. And he just smiled and said, you know, it wouldn't put it past him. I wouldn't put it past him. I wouldn't discount that if that's how you're feeling. So yay, I said no, and at least I get the blessing of obeying the Lord out of it. But we've just got so much going on that here, I wanted to make sure the show went on. My husband started the diaconate. We have the classes, and I'm working on a book. So there's lots of good reasons to be here. And I'm going to follow through social media. I don't know if you're going to be doing that, but you know, follow A Seeking Heart with Allison Jinger's Facebook page. Go over to Twitter and follow at Reconcile to You, and I will be sharing everything in those two locations, and or even Reconcile to You Facebook page. Lots of places to find stuff, and you know, let's journey together virtually. You know, let me know, you know, how you're viewing everything. We can watch the live streams over at the usccb.org website. They're going to be streaming all the Pope's events, and It's a beautiful time. It's an exciting time. We would pray for his safety, pray for the safety of all of those who are there and involved. And just, you know, what a beautiful way to share our faith with the world, really, in such a positive way. So let's pray for that, that it's shown in a positive way, that Catholicism is shown for the authentic love of Christ that it truly is. And not to be twisted like it's been so often in the media in the past as being closed-minded, biased, hypocritical. You know, we're none of those things. We're just people who love the Lord with all our hearts, and we love him through the Eucharist and through sacrament. And that's the only thing that makes us different than any other Christian, is that we have sacrament and that we love him through those sacraments. And we have the, we believe in the hierarchy of our faith, you know, in the magisterium, and having one accord with under the magisterium. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's such a beautiful faith. So we'll be watching it along. Hey, speaking of sharing a beautiful faith, have you been missing the podcast and wondering where did those go? Make sure you make a beeline over to breadboxmedia.podbean.com and follow us over there. We have sent them from Real Joy over to breadboxmedia.podbean.com. We're, you know, trying to make sure everybody can find us. So it's going to be a little, you know, a little growing pains at first as we switch everything over to Breadbox Media, but you will find them all there. Really great new, format. I really like the way it looks. Make sure you click on A Seeking Heart over there on the tab. I didn't mean to go first, but alphabetically, I'm pretty high up there giving the A Seeking Heart. And make sure you follow along so you don't miss a single episode. Ones like I had with Kevin Bagley from Verbum, verbum.com, the wonderful faith resource software. He was here last week. Michael P. Foley was my guest yesterday. I had Father William A. Anderson was on Friday talking about the Acts of the Apostles, the Gory Catholic Bible Study. Lots of fabulous shows that have been here. If you haven't seen them, again, breadboxmedia.podbean.com. Follow me there. Follow me on the Seeking Heart with Allison Jinger's Facebook page. Like it, share with your friends. Don't miss a moment of everything that is happening here. When I come back from the break, I am going to pick up with sharing with you a couple of the events I'm going to be at. I want to meet you in person. It's been really fun getting out more and speaking and meeting people. And really, it's so... It's so wonderful to talk every morning here, but when I get to meet you face to face, that's even more wonderful because I love hugs. So if I get to hug you, I'm even happier. We're going to be back after these messages with more on My Ideal Jesus, Son of Mary. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. This week's giveaway is actually three copies of My Ideal, Jesus, Son of Mary. This book is so adorable. I'm probably not the word to use, but that's the word that came out of my mouth just now. So it's called My Ideal, Jesus, Son of Mary by Father Emil Neubert, SM, published from the Academy of the Immaculate. And it is not the biggest book. It's kind of almost like a pamphlety kind of book. I put a picture of it up, but I'll put some more so you can see what I'm talking about. It's about $3 a book. Great for buying in bulk. You can actually get it for $2.25, I believe. I think I saw it this morning on the website. The website, by the way, is I wrote it down. And where'd I put it? Right there. I guess I'm singing. I'm singing to fill time as I look around. There it is. AcademyOfTheImmaculate.com. AcademyOfTheImmaculate.com, where you can purchase the book. And I thought I saw that bulk, you get it $2.25. I was thinking this would be a great stocking stuffer. This would be if you're going to a retreat. Sometimes they have what's called palanca, which means my husband calls them nice notes, but it actually means a lever. A palanca is a lever to lift people up. So oftentimes, I know in Emmauses and Crucios, when people go on these, of course, I just ruined that for anybody listening who hasn't been on one yet. And everybody who's been asking, somebody's like, no. You don't give away that secret. Too bad. Just did it. Anyway, these bought in bulk are great for, you know, putting in palanca bags or sending off, as a gift to somebody. They're nice and mailable. So there's the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate are the ones who run the Academy of the Immaculate, and they have generously donated them. In fact, you could win more than one. So what I'm going to do is it, you can put in for as many as you want. If your name comes up more than one, because I have a couple extras I was going to use to give away at my next events. But what I'll do is if you win more than one, yeah, I will send you more than one. But I'll still make sure that there's three unique winners. Somebody might get two, one for them and one for a friend. So pray and enter. You can go over. It's up already on A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras Facebook page or on reconciledtoyou.com. Plus, don't forget my... Pete Socks and I put out, well, I did when I was talking to Pete, I put out there, if you do Rediscovering Jesus, if you start a group for Rediscovering Jesus in your church, I will send you some kind of prize. Also today, I was thinking about Created to Relate, Kelly Walquist's book, and Wine, Women in the New Evangelization. They're also starting women's groups in parishes. They're piloting them now. I'm excited to see what's going to come from that. If you start either one of those book club Bible studies in your church and you let me know, hey, I listened, I took your challenge, and I started a group, I'll send you something. Gosh knows what I'll send you, but I'll send you something. So go over to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras Facebook page or reconciledtoyou.com. On reconciledtoyou.com, the blog, I actually have what are those called? Hints and tips. That's the word for you to start your own small group. If you're nervous and don't really know how to begin it, I can help you. I'm happy to help you. You can also give me a call right here at 573-4-BREAD-4. 573-4-BREAD-4. That's 573-4-BREAD-4. And before I jump into this little book, just one last public service announcement. I just want to meet you. I want to get to know you and to give you a hug. Or if you're not into hugging, a wave. Probably won't shake your hand because I'm a germaphobe. That's not true. I am a germaphobe, but I will shake your hand. Saturday, October 3rd, I'm going to be at St. Patrick's in Wareham. Deacon David Murphy and I are throwing a workshop on social media and evangelization. It's called How Would St. Paul Use Facebook? And we're going to talk about the elements of door-to-door evangelization, which Deacon David has done. And I'm going to talk about social media evangelization. And we're going to have some small groups and brainstorming. And then sharing, which apparently is now called brain sharing. I like making up words, like the day I made up Pinstagram. And we're going to talk about how we can bring these two things together and really use the social media powers for good. October 17th, I'll be at St. Rose de Lima in Chicopee, Massachusetts, giving a joy retreat, all-day retreat. And on February 6th, I'm not speaking here, but I am very seriously looking at attending the Catholic Women's Conference in Minnesota. And I'm excited about that. It's February 6th. Pray about it. Maybe we can meet up there. I'm making plans now. I'm praying February 6th in Minnesota, the WINE, Women in the New Evangelization Conference. That was my guest, Kelly Walquist. She is behind that. She's a superwoman. So let's look at those things. Let's hope I get to meet you at some point. If you ever want to bring me into your parish, it's incredibly reasonable. I'll work for food. That's not completely true, but pretty close to it. But really, I'd love to come and speak. One of my favorite things to do is to speak live to an audience. I have forgiveness retreats and talks that I give. I have talks on the Holy Family, trust, joy. And I have the women's retreat that I do is really a no-brainer for your parish. We can work together at pretty much no cost to your parish. And it really is a great, beautiful day for the women to come together, especially this year of mercy is coming up, forgiveness. You can't beat coming together, learning about God's love for us. The core of the heart of the gospel is forgiveness, offering reconciliation, and just really laughing, singing, and being together. So again, go to reconciledtoyou.com if you're interested in inviting me out to your parish to speak. Be super, super excited to go, and I won't let my Boston show too much. Jennifer can attest, she just heard me speak in Kentucky, that I actually do pretty well when I speak, not going too dialect on you and you don't understand what I'm saying. And I'm even able to slow down when I need to. Speaking of slowing down, we're going to look now at My Ideal, Jesus, Son of Mary by Father Emil Neubert, available through Academy of the Immaculate, academyoftheimmaculate.com. The Marianist, E. Neubert, has published a book titled My Ideal, Jesus, Son of Mary. The spirit that pervades this book is entirely the same as ours. And do you know who wrote this about this book? Yeah, St. Maximilian Kolbe. Yeah, that was an endorsement from Maximilian Kolbe. Another great reason to pick up this book. If a saint can look at this book and say that the spirit that pervades this book is entirely the same as ours, it's a good reason to pick up this book. They go on to tell us, not him, but the back of the book says, called a quote-unquote school of holiness, this little book by Father Neubert, N-E-U-B-E-R-T, by the way, N-E-U-B-E-R-T, Neubert, S-M, synthesizes and presents the Marian teachings of Father Shimina. Oh, why doesn't everybody just be named Smith and make Allison's life easier? I'm sure that when Father Fellner is here on Friday, he can tell me how to say this properly, but it's C-H-A-M-I-N-A-D-E. Cheminade. Oh, I have no idea. So sorry. But anyway, this wonderful priest, whose name I will figure out for Thursday's show, founder of the Marianist, in a conversational format similar to The Imitation of Christ, yours truly's favorite book, Jesus and Mary teach us how to be quote-unquote sons of Mary by imitating the filial devotion of Jesus himself. Filial, of course, meaning the family devotion. Loved and promoted by St. Maximilian Kolbe, with him as your publicist, can you go wrong? Methinks not. translate into everything from English to Zulu, this spiritual gem has been reprinted in a booklet designed for mass distribution. So we have this great booklet meant for many, many people to receive. It's $3, total bargain, academyoftheimmaculate.com. And you can get it in bulk form to give one to each of your friends and support the Franciscans of the Friar. Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate, always a good thing as well. But more importantly, get out the word to how we can love Christ in an even deeper way when we learn to love his mother, when we learn to understand Mary as that who leads us to Christ, as the one who reflects the light of the sun. You know, it's the moon. She is the moon of the Holy Family. She just reflects the sun to each and every one of us. That was the worst analogy I think I've ever come up with. Note to self, don't do that again. Well, duly noted. Very duly noted. The book begins, "The Christian who aims at perfection endeavors to imitate Jesus Christ as completely as possible. Among all the traits of the divine model, one of the most beautiful to imitate is his filial piety to Mary, our mother, his mother and ours. My Ideal," the name of this book, "has been found to be an efficient aid in this Marian program of life. It leads to a firm, manly, intimate devotion of consecration to the Blessed Mother." Okay, yes, I said the word manly, and it is written towards men. But ladies, I found it just as enriching spiritually. And I just switched wherever it said my brother to my sister, and I was a happy little girl. The other thing this book is fabulous for is it can be used for your Marian consecration to Jesus through Mary, the one that Louis de Montfort, there's his name, began. You can also do it through 33 Days of Morning Glory from Father Michael Gately. But this book is also set up in a way that you can use it to prepare your heart for your Marian consecration. And the next one, by the way, begins October 19th. The consecrations should end on a Marian feast day. So the next Marian feast day coming up is November 21st, the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in order to end on November 21st, 33 days before that would be October 19th. And I will try to put in my calendar to remind you when that comes up. So maybe maybe your group has done the 33 days to Morning Glory. You renewed the year later with Louis de Montfort's, and now you want to renew again, but you want something new. How about My Ideal, Jesus, Son of Mary? We come back from this break. We'll learn more about what's in this adorable little book. Welcome. Oh, you're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. I'll be right back. Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We are talking this week about My Ideal, Jesus, Son of Mary by Father Emile Neubert, and offered from the Academy of the Immaculate. You can purchase this pamphlet size book over on Academy of the Immaculate. It's a nice $3 book that you can get in bulk if you want for a little less. And it's something that I think every adoration bag should have. You know, it's kind of funny. It's actually available too, by the way, as an ebook. I almost forgot to say that, because what I was going to say is I was cleaning my room the other day on Saturday, sometimes when I'm doing writing projects, so that I don't spend too much time in the seat and get just like not good for your body to sit that long. I set my timer and I'll get up every hour and I'll pray to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and then I'll do a quick thing in my room. So it's like, you know, killing two birds at one stone. I'm getting my writing done. I'm praying, or three birds, I guess. And I'm getting some projects done because I'm a pack rat. So anyway, I had found on the floor my old adoration bag. Back when I started going to adoration 10 years ago, there were no smartphones. There was no way for you to download your entire library onto this little device and take it with you. You had to take the library with you. And I'd have the Bible and the catechism and whatever spiritual reading I was doing and all kinds of different devotionals. And I, my friend had even made me, because I also sang in the choir, so she made me this beautiful, I guess it's knitted, but it's like with this, almost like a macrame material, and then in lined it on the inside with Amazing Grace fabric that she bought. It was a, I love it. I still love it. And so I'm that with, first with my purse for a long time, and then I would bring it back with me to adoration. You know, I had to have my bag of tricks when I got there. So I just found it the other day, and just going through what was in there, and I thought, you know what? This book, My Ideal, Jesus, Son of Mary from Father, is Academy, again, from offered from the Academy of the Immaculate, is a perfect, perfect book for adoration. Perhaps maybe I will get a copy or two for the chapel. Actually, it's a good place to leave them too, in the back of your church, leave them in your chapel, purchase them and leave them there for people to read, because it's written very conversational, just like the Imitation of Christ. The first part of the book is Jesus speaking to you, and it's used in that first person, like he's really communicating this message to you, teaching you himself. And then the second part, we then get to be taught by our Blessed Mother, and the voice becomes hers. Actually, the first and second part are both Jesus, and then part three is our Blessed Mother, and part four is our Blessed Mother. And yep, so first two parts Jesus, second two parts Mary. Great for adoration, and it is available as an ebook. Almost forgot. Make sure that link goes up there today. Link to the ebook so that you can get that. Again, that's on the academyoftheimmaculate.com. So what does this book teach us? Why pick this up? What's so great about it? Besides the fact you can use it for your consecration to Jesus through Mary, preparation for the 33 days before you do the consecration on a Marian feast day. It starts with part one, the ideal. And Jesus kind of just lays this out for us of who his mother is, why we should love his mother, and how loving his mother draws us closer to him. Part two talks about to imitate me. That's each section, each kind of like subchapter or chapter is titled to imitate me. To imitate me, give yourself to my mother without reserve. To imitate me, love my mother. To imitate me, love my mother, the reason we should love his mother. Second is the way to love his mother. To imitate me, obey my mother. To imitate me, honor my mother. To imitate me, resemble my mother. To imitate me, have confidence in my mother. To imitate me, live united with my mother. And lastly, come and listen to your mother. Love how he does that? Like this leads us in. This is Jesus's mother, Jesus's mother, Jesus's mother. And then the very last thing, by the way, she be your mama too. She is our mother. Then we learn, then we start to hear from Mary, transformation into Jesus. We talked about, she talks about her aim. Well, of course, this is Father teaching us, but through the voice of Mary, how he perceives the Spirit working through him to teach us from Jesus and from Mary, to learn to think the thoughts of Jesus, the great enemy of Jesus in you. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, three means of success, three initial dispensations, and the secret of success. And then lastly, to be a soldier for Christ, part four, be my soldier. Mary shares her mission, the flame of zeal, apostolic prayer, the redeeming cross, preaching by your life, the saving word, in union there is strength. Speaking of in union, one of the books we're going to do from the Academy in the coming months, I'm pretty sure it was October that they'll be back. It might be November. Life in Union with Mary. It's a great, great book. Not pamphlet size, way bigger. Both phenomenal. So just kind of go a little bit into it, just a few minutes left. Each chapter starts with just a brief introduction. I have given you the example, so the title of what we're going to be studying. I have given you example, and then it is Jesus, and then we hear from Jesus, and everything is numbered. So that's again, that's very much like the invitation of Christ. I know I'm making a ton of noise today. I'm sorry. It's kind of funny. It's almost like my hand is trying to remind me, once you've made a consecration to Jesus through Mary, one of the traditions is to put a chain around your wrist. Well, I finally got a chain. I went to the hardware store, which is what I was informed to do, and I got a pull chain. Yeah, like a toilet pull chain, so it wouldn't rust. But of course, I didn't get the simple. It's not my fault. Honestly, they didn't have the simple one. So this is like a big, pretty black one. I'm thinking, I think it's supposed to be more simple. I don't think it's supposed to be pretty jewelry as Allison sees it. But I realized today that I keep hitting it on the microphone and on the table, and it jingles, which is good. That's jingles. That's a new word. I'm making stuff up today. I don't know what you call that. It would jingle. Jingle might have been. But it isn't really jingle. It more like jingle jingles. Okay. I may have scrolled here. I'm back. Every time it makes that noise, it reminds me to pray and to ask our Blessed Mother for her intercession and to lead me closer to her son. Every time I look down at it, it's on the same hand as my rosary ring. So lots of reminders. I need reminders. I don't know about you, but I need visual reminders to pray, to remind myself that there's an invisible world here that watches over and guides and prays for this visible world. So I'm very much about the chain of consecration and the rosary thumb ring and whatever I can do. So this book is numbered so that you can use it again for your consecration or just for discussion. If you're going to come together as a group, more reasons to come together as a group. You can relate to, you can refer to each section as it goes along. So he starts, my brother. Of course, I change it to my sister. You love my Blessed Mother, and you are glad to love her. But your love for her is far from what I would like it to be. And then he lists all the reasons that we love her, because it's natural to love. Everybody wants a mom. You felt the influence to love her. But then he says, all these motives of love are good, but there is another much more excellent. These can serve as a foundation for a tender devotion to my mother. They do not, however, lay the foundation for that devotion which I wish you to practice. Devotion to my mother is something so important, so beneficial to you, so acceptable to her and to me, meaning Jesus, that you cannot be satisfied with some mediocre or good enough or even very good, but solely with what is perfect. And then he asks a really good question, maybe something you can ponder and leave me a message over to Seeking Heart with Allison Jinger's Facebook page. Do you know the most perfect kind of devotion to Mary? That's a really good question. What is the best way to be devoted to the Mother of God? And Father Emil goes on to say, search in books, consult theologians, ask the greatest servants of Mary on earth, and you will find nowhere a devotion more perfect than the one which I am going to teach you, and which consists in sharing in my own filial love for my mother. Sharing in my own filial love for my mother. And then he goes on to teach you how to do that. You know, I am Mary's son because I willed it. Contemplate and admire. And then one of my favorite parts was part four, my mother, your mother, my brother, sister. You cannot really reproduce my filial love towards Mary unless you are, as I am, her child. Do you know to what extent you are a child of Mary? Another great question to ponder and think about, which where I'm going to leave off for today. Do you know to what extent you are a child of Mary? We will ponder that for tonight and tomorrow, since I will not be here. I will be over at St. Mary's, speaking of Mary, in Holliston, speaking to the Wings group over there. I hope that if you're in the area, you can join us. But please do tune back. Well, do tune in, because Pete Sox will be playing the Pete Sox interview. We did some great reviews, and I think that you will be happy that you tuned in if you haven't yet caught my interview with Pete Sox this month, I'll be back on Thursday morning live with Kathy Nipper back at World Meeting of Families and discussing more of my ideal, Jesus, Son of Mary, from the Academy of the Immaculate. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. Thank you.